Good morning. My name is Brittany Dietz, and I'm an American intern at the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn, Iowa. For the past year, I've been conducting a complete inventory of the museum's textile collection. This project was supported in part by the State Historical Society of Iowa Historical Resource Development Program. A large part of my job during this inventory project was making sure that the known history, or provenance, of each artifact, such as who it belonged to, when it was made, how it was used, etc., was included in the museum's computer database, past perfect. Since this is my last week working at the museum, I thought I would end on a high note by sharing the story of how the collections department was able to recover the lost history of one of our child's folk costumes. A few weeks ago, I began inventorying a tiny folk costume consisting of a red and white bonnet, a red lace-up vest, and a red and white dress. When I pulled the file to write up this costume's history, I was disappointed to find there was nothing in the file besides the deed of gift and a thank you letter to the donor. I brought the lack of provenance to the attention of the curator of collections, Angela Stanford. Although the costume had been donated in 1993, Angela decided to try to write a letter to the donor requesting more information. Fortunately, the donor, Mrs. Alice Sorensen of Underwood, Iowa, wrote back immediately and included a photocopied article from the January 29th, 1972 issue of the Atlantic Farm Monthly newspaper. It turns out that this tiny folk costume was worn by the donor, Alice Hansen Sorensen, on the 20th of April, 1939, when she met Crown Prince Frederick, later King Frederick IX, and his wife, Crown Princess Ingrid, during their brief visit to Atlantic, Iowa. In 1939, as the threat of World War II loomed, the royal couple was touring the U.S., When traveling from Omaha, Nebraska to Des Moines, Iowa by motorcade, they chose to stop in Atlantic due to the large number of Danes residing in western Iowa. Over 5,000 people from Atlantic and the surrounding communities of Elkhorn, Kimbleton, and Exira flocked to the city park and courthouse square to witness the visit. The Atlantic High School band played the Danish national anthem upon their arrival, and then Crown Prince Frederick addressed the crowd in both Danish and English. Two girls, donor Alice Hansen and Priscilla Jacobson, both of Elkhorn, Iowa, were selected to present a bouquet of roses to the visiting Danish royalty. The girls were probably chosen for this honor because they could both speak Danish, and the Crown Princess Ingrid reportedly thanked the girls in Danish. Thanks to Renee Christensen, one of the new Danish interns at the museum, Alice Hansen Sorensen's folk costume and its story can now be seen on the museum's webpage under Sampling the Collection, which is our online exhibition. To see it, just go to www.danishmuseum.org, click under the Collections heading, and then select Sampling the Collection. Or you can visit the museum's Facebook page, which will also have a direct link to Sampling the Collection. Alice Hansen Sorensen's folk costume is an important artifact because it represents the strong Danish heritage among Western Iowa residents. But to me, the costume also serves as yet another reminder of just how important a complete inventory of the museum's 35,000 artifacts truly is. I'm glad I was able to spend the past year helping with the inventory, and I look forward to seeing the museum continue to grow in the years to come. Thank you for listening to my last recording, and have a great day.